flesh versus spirit.
Every battle is like a fight to the death. I try to run, but my sin got me trapped. I know I'm ready, cause I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. My guy turned my back, I'm ready to come back. Somebody please come help this old spirit of mine. If we keep playing by the rules, we gon' get left behind. I ain't talking about the ratchet or the end of time. Cause I want them girls, cars, houses, and dollar signs. But it's too soft, turning the cheek when our enemies bury us. Instead of fighting like we used to do before our wife married us. Thinking of marriage, boy, you really lost your mind. We had women waiting in line. We could've caught them all like Pokemon. Let me calm down before I lose it. I mean, what good is being the greatest if you can't abuse it? I keep telling this fool this spiritual stuff is useless. So I'm quitting these holy ways, putting this Bible down and chucking the deuce.
Get back here.
Every day is a battle with my brother. Every battle is like a fight to the death. I try to run, but my sin got me dressed. I'm running cause I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat.
My Father, Jesus Christ, thou art in heaven, please hear my humble cry. I really need your presence, cause this flesh you have me oversee is pressing. Not towards the marker, towards your blessing. It's on my nerves that he's stepping, and I'm stressing, cause I'm willing and able, but flesh is tied. He got his dire feelings, leading him to the lake of fire. He wise, but he's so attracted to being a fool. Wanna be found in an in crowd when and they lost without you. God, why? What's wrong with him? I mean, is he insane? Make me want to lay hands on him, but not in Jesus' name. God forgive me. I just want him to finally see that he's your son. So in the end, you see the day that you say, well done.
Every day is a battle with my flesh. Every battle is like a fight to the death. I try to run, but my sin got me true. I'm running cause I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. My guy got my back, I'm ready for the combat.
I'm so sick and tired, I can't take this no more. I miss the bold me, the old me. One of us gotta go. I used to be the life for the party, but now I get shunned. Once I started teaching and preaching, my friends say,
you're no fun.
Man, shut up, shut up. Cause I totally lost my patience. You've been spending all of our time running away from salvation. We both don't want to spend eternity in damnation.
Okay,
we gon' make it to heaven, it's gon' take collaboration.
We go.
Every day is a battle with my flesh. Every battle, I'm gonna beat it to the death.
Well done.
My sin's scared, cause they know it's under the test. The devil running, cause I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. My guy got my back, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. My guy got my back, I'm ready for the combat.
Cross.
Candy Combo fam, what's happening? What's going on with you? Just want to say good evening to everybody. This is the first Candy Convos of April 2021. Yep, today is Tuesday, the 6th of April, And it is 9 o'clock. You guys have just heard Marty the Greatest with Mortal Kombat. So I do know that Marty is on the line as well. And hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. Marty the Greatest, man. How you feeling tonight, bro? Marty? Okay.
Yeah, man. It's a good Tuesday. It's a good Tuesday. It's a good Tuesday night, man. I hope everybody enjoyed Mortal Kombat. And, you know, I'm ready to get into some topics, bro. You already know how I do it.
Well, speaking of Mortal Kombat, right after we got off the air on Tuesday, Mortal Kombat, the MK franchise, made an announcement on Wednesday that they are pushing the movie back from, you know, the 16th of April to the 23rd. And Marty, as excited as both of us are for this movie, I gotta get your opinion about them pushing the date back.
Well, it broke my heart. I mean, it's no other way to put it. It broke my heart. I wasn't initially too excited for it until we started getting more videos. And, you know, you got me all excited with showing me more videos, and now you're going to push it back? Like, okay, I see how y'all doing. Y'all trying to be the ultimate team. Now, that's not cool, you know. So, I mean, I'm thinking about writing a letter, starting a petition. So if you want to sign my petition, go to my page. I don't have it started yet, but I'm really thinking about making a strong letter because this is not cool. Release it when you say you're gonna release it. You know, that's how I'm looking at it, bro. I know you got a rant.
The reason why they pushed it back is because Godzilla versus King Kong was made by, you know, Warner Brothers as well. And they don't want the ticket sales to clash with each other. So they pushed it back a week. And, you know, usually movies, they last about, you know, a good 30 days in the theaters before like, you know, they get old. So I thought that it was a good plan. I didn't know that Warner Brothers had any fingertips in the making and the production of, you know, Godzilla vs. King Kong. So I'm looking forward to the movie. Yes, they're pushing it back 7 days, but at least they're not pushing it back a year. You feel me? So I'm still excited. I'm still going to see it, and hopefully you guys are too. And Mortal Kombat moving the date from the 16th to the 23rd was actually our first topic, which is why I kicked the show off with Marty the Greatest, Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm. I actually got to go see Kong. Godzilla versus Kong. I haven't seen it yet.
What?
I'm not sure if it's on any app like Netflix or anything like that. Because I don't have too
it
much
is not,
time to
but
put
it on. It is on HBO Max.
Okay,
for
well
free.
Then, I'm in there. I'm in there like swimwear then. Okay.
And there's a website that I use to watch movies and TV shows for free as soon as they're released.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on their website as well. And if you need their website, I will definitely send it to you in your inbox or as a text message. Because it's definitely worth seeing. If you haven't checked out the, you know, how much money it has grossed since the opening weekend, it actually worked. Wonder Woman 1984, which was the most ticket sales for a movie during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So Wonder Woman was what, 16.4 million. King Kong versus Godzilla was like $48.8 million in the U.S. as the opening
that's
weekend.
A sweet
so it's that's a sweet butt whooping. I'm just saying. Mm. So yeah, it's definitely worth seeing, bro. It is. And for anybody that's listening,
more than women, you got a Bobby.
It's definitely worth seeing for anybody who has not seen it. I saw it on Thursday. I wasn't feeling too well, but I wasn't feeling too well when I woke up. But by the time that it was time for me to go see the movie, I was feeling great. So, yes, I went to go see it as soon as it came out on Thursday. And, you know, it's a phenomenal film, and it's worth seeing on the big screen. But if you can't get to the movie theater, then, you know, you got, you know, these apps and websites on your telephone or on your smartphone or your tablet where you can watch for free as well. So if you have not subscribed and, you know, checked out the free trial of the HBO Max, this is definitely the time to do it. Definitely the time to do it, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm so glad you told me it's on HBO Max because I will be checking that out tomorrow. No plan.
Amen.
No plan.
And also, if you haven't checked out the Zack Snyder Justice League 4-hour film, apparently it's worth it. I haven't seen it, but from what I was watching before Candy Combo,
it's worth it.
It's worth it. And now they're talking about redoing all the DC movies through Zack Snyder's eyes, which was the very first original director. So I didn't know who Zack Snyder was until, you know, Ennis told me. So I might have to watch the 4-hour movie because that's another thing that a lot of people are talking about. I did see the first Justice League. Bro, Transformers was like 3 hours and some change. I got 4 hours for Wonder Woman and Batman. So I'll watch that later on.
He like, I got 4 hours. I don't know, man. I'm probably going to go, like, watch 2 hours of it, bookmark it, then come back and watch the 2 hours on another day. Because I don't got 4 hours straight just to be sitting there watching movies, bro. Ain't no way. That's crazy. And now they thinking about making every movie in history. Why do you make long movies?
It leaves out it because of course with the effects and everything, it leaves out some of the good parts in the in-between moments that we don't see in the DVD. So it's definitely worth seeing through Zack Snyder's eyes.
Alright, I'm gonna watch it like I said. I'm gonna watch it just so I can just because I know we probably gonna talk about it again. So I'm gonna watch it like I'm going to watch it 2 hours here, 2 hours there. And we do it that way. Sound good?
Okay. That sounds like a plan to me. But what about this video that you sent in about this weird phrase break? Can you tell us a little bit about the video and what was going on?
Well, just like, you know, just like it's weird to watch a 4-hour movie, it's weird to not know how to just shout. You know, it's weird. I mean, it's exactly, you know, what the word says, shout. So, this video actually been viral. It just came across my timeline again. So, I was sending it to see if you and Tate had seen it. Because it's the craziest thing I ever seen in my life, man. Like, there's some dude on the pulpit. Dancing on the pulpit, you got one lady running, you got another guy screaming to the top of his lungs, and it's the craziest thing I ever seen in my life. I never seen anything like it, and I mean, it's so much going on in the video. If y'all watching it, if y'all listening to this, y'all have to check this out. I mean, y'all have to go and check this out. I mean, what was your thoughts when you seen it?
To be honest, I didn't know who to follow. I didn't know what to watch first. But the video is highly entertaining. It's a lot going on. People running around the church. The man dancing on the podium in the pulpit. It's a lot going on. It was very entertaining, and it was just all around weird. So I thank you for giving me my laugh for the day through watching that video and sending us that video.
Leesville, here's how you know when you're spirit led. Here's how you know when you're spirit led, because when you are spirit led, you know, you block out the distractions. So I was literally, at first I was literally trying to catch the source of the video. So basically I'm sitting there, you know, blocking out all the hilarity that was going on. And it was not easy, but, because
trust me, I was just sitting there. I had so many questions. I was like, do they not know how to play shout music? It was the band for me, bro. It was the band for me and the dude dancing on the pulpit. It was the band for me and the dude, because I'm like, what is this? Is they playing an old folk country western song instead of shout music? I mean, bro, what a video it was. What a video it
what
was.
What a video it was. That is correct.
If y'all want to see it, y'all got to DM us. Y'all want to see it, y'all got to PM or DM us. If y'all want to see it, trust me, you will not regret it. You will not regret it. I say again, you will not regret it. Will they regret it, Licio?
No, they will not. And I believe that we should take our first music break of the evening before we start our third topic. This song comes from the homie Queef Music with Elevate featuring the homie G Music right here on the Candy Convos. And I'm glad that I talked to Queef. It's actually his pick for Candy Convos. And then on Friday, I'm going to be playing another song about Queef Music. So, you guys, without any further ado, I'm going to stop this instrumental, and we're going to go ahead and get into this song by our good brother Queef Music with Elevate featuring G Music. Check it out.
Rewinding all the hurt in my mind, trying to go back to the past, habitual crime, never any pain, resulting the same candle with the flame, all this drip build up like a sink with no drain. Move forward with the beast mode, stay flex when I move forward, Mustang when I'm feeling hoarse, explore his wheels when I need the force, expedition when I'm climbing mountains, be at the party living on the edge, can't escape the fusion with the king.
My past all but it's feeling bright, Your gravity can't take my height. Climbing up the line, number one fly,
on the coffin lately, I shouldn't be where I'm at, I know these thoughts are crazy, all the designs, the skies, the pride, I struggle daily, to think the fact that you gave your all, they come and save me, stuck in my passions, I said I'm giving my all, but then I see the distractions, it's like I'm destined to fall, I watch and see the reaction, it's like my mind's in the fog, I really don't know how it happens, but I'm sure these feelings involved, started sticking, this is my life, I'm falling with blind sight, I'm dying but I'm right, I got it, it's my fight, run away back and I'm losing my way. Well, I fall to my grave, am I taking that fade away? It's too late, I done made my mistakes, I've been pushing away, so I'm losing a race. Losing it all, the piss of my flaws, killing my flesh and I'm back to the mall. Revisit the past and I'm back to the hall. The time that I wasted like liquors involved, I've been a pawn, kicking on, but I still struggle with doing it wrong. You show me the way I can make it, replace it, I elevate all the way, I'm escaping.
Look in the rear view and look right, my past all but it's feeling bright, Your gravity can't take my height.
Strong, got the wheels up on, hold your breath, about to take off, exuberant, I'm excited dog, got my claws and I'm digging out, the dirt pile got me full of doubt, in Christ now I got clout, still a dead end, never getting out,
A lot of things trying to hold me down, the aura of sweet, but I'm royal with a crown, not believing what they telling me, wish you not good enough to do it, G, what, I glance back at the club, never ending love, it's tempting cause I feel alone, now every match is a judge, I look to the hills, can't forget the promise, I'm treated like trash, but I'm not in bondage, look in the rear view and looking right, my past all but it's feeling bright, your gravity can't take my height, climbing up the line, number one fly,
Elevate,
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11, and they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Amen. Shout out to the homie Queef Music, who is a dear friend and a good friend of ours, with their track called Elevate featuring none other than G Music. And also, we want to thank one of our sponsors on tonight, Overcomer Apparel, for sponsoring tonight's show, where you can purchase T-shirts that are, you know, swagged out, and, of course, that are faith-based. So head on over to overcomerapparel.org and pick up some merch today. They do take 10% of all of their earnings for the month, and they give to a family in need or an individual in need. So definitely check out their website if you need some T-shirts, or some hats or hoodies or whatever have you, so you can, you know, be swagged out and put your faith on display through fashion. So before I get Marty back into the queue, I have a very special clip from Pastor Stephen Furtick about passion and purpose. So you guys check it out. Here it is.
I want to preach to you today on the subject, put your passion in its place. In Revelation chapter 2, there is a challenge to passion. And I think it's good every once in a while to challenge your passion level in contrast to the passion that you had. Do you still have passion? No matter what position you're in, passion matters. And if you can't do it with passion in a small place, why in the world would God promote you to a bigger one? Passion is proven by perseverance. You haven't even found your passion until you've passed your feelings. And I'm concerned about this because we've convoluted it. We've taught people that if you don't feel it, you don't have to do it. But if you have real passion, you'll do it when you're up, do it when you're down, do it when they hate you, do it when they love you. I got passion. He said, you've abandoned your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. I love God because he doesn't say that we should regret where we are. He says we should remember where we were and get your eyes back to the hills. You don't pray to get it back. You practice. Do the things you did at first. I don't feel grateful anymore. Be grateful. I don't feel excited anymore. Be excited. I don't feel love anymore. Be loving. If you will find your purpose, you will recover your passion. I think the worst advice that we could give a young person is to follow your passion. That might sound exciting, but it's self-destructive. You don't follow your passion. If you follow your passion, you're going to get your passion confused with your feelings. And the first time the wind blows real good, your flame will go out. Don't follow your passion, because sometimes you can't tell your passion apart from your preference. Follow your purpose. Remember the reason God saved you. Get your lampstand back. Every candle needs a stand. The passion is the flame and the purpose is the stand. Put your passion on your purpose.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show. Or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Hey man, Candy Conwell fam, I just want to let you guys know that this Friday coming up, Pastor Sean Smith will be, yes, I said, will be my guest on the KS Radio Show Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central. Martin the Greatest is, you know, on the line on the show. And what you think about that Queese Music Elevate track, bro?
Queese don't disappoint. He just don't. I mean, what else is there to be said? It just don't disappoint. So, I mean, he's got to be one of my favorites. With him, Christ Jr., he got to be one of my favorites, bro. He's a go-to. I mean, literally. You know what I'm saying? But
amen.
Let me ask you a question, Lisa.
What's up?
Have you seen any of the Rethink series this week?
I've caught a little of it, not a lot, a very little bit of it. Tristan was really busy, and he wanted my attention. So, I've seen just a little bit of it, not a lot of it.
Well, here's the beauty of it, bro. You can go back and watch the playback on a Time to Harvest Ministries page. Bro, it is going all the way up, bro. I have been very impressed. I'm part of the editing team, so I haven't had time to watch it. So when we broadcast them, I'm watching them, right? And when I'm watching them, I'm like, whoa, okay. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, man, I am a minister. I know y'all be like, wait, one of the greatest, you a minister with all your ignorance? I know. Yes, I am. And I'm a minister at Time to Harvest Ministries page. So you can go to that page. It's just Time to Harvest Ministries and like it. And we have the Rethink series going on. And what this is 30 days of 31 speakers teaching 38 topics. I'm going to say it again. It's 30 days, 31 topics. Alicio, does that sound doable?
That does sound doable. It sounds like you guys are having somebody speaking about every day. Just about every day.
Every day. Twice on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Twice on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So, look, if y'all want to participate, you can just go to attthm.com. We have a finale service that's going to be on April the 30th at 7 p.m. We're going to be in Slidell, Louisiana at Glad Tidings Church, Glad Tidings Seventh-day Adventist Church. At the same time, we're also going to be virtual, as this series is virtual. You can catch all the virtual messages. And it's 5:30 p.m. nightly, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays we give you twice at 10:30. And trust me, bro, it's we talking about everything. Rethink family, rethink money, rethink entrepreneurship. We talking about it all, bro. And the messages so far, I think today was Rethink Worship, and by Gabby Willis. And tonight, Pastor Becknell, the senior pastor of a town office, did Rethink Joy and Laughter. Bro,
wow.
You can go back and watch it. Even if you don't watch it live, you can go back and watch it. And it's off the chain, bro. I'm enjoying it. I hope you get to go back and watch a few of them. But I'm glad you got it.
Well, I will go back and rewatch probably all the ones that I missed on this Friday, because, you know, I'm off on Friday. So I will, you know, get up just like I'm getting up for work. And I will turn on the rebroadcast via Facebook Live. And I will watch and see what I missed. Because of Tristan, of course. So, yes, I will do that this Friday. before I watch,
bro.
You know, Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I'm actually going to be up Friday, Saturday. I'm actually got a doubleheader. So, yeah. So, I will be teaching the message Friday and Saturday. So, it's a good time to catch. And it's right before the show. It's right before the KS Radio show. So, you go watch that and go over to the KS Radio show. Well, not right before, but it's like an hour before.
Hey, man. Well, man, so, I will definitely keep that in mind. I will keep that in mind for, you know, my weekend. We are currently listening to the Cassie I'm a Hustler instrumental. And you know who else is hustling?
Who's hustling?
So this leads into our third topic. I came across this article about a dog food company who wants to pay people $27 an hour. $27 an hour to look at puppy pictures.
$27
an hour. Yes.
Not 27 pesos.
No, $27 an hour. They are selecting 15 people, and of course you have to register to the website. And if you see the article, the link to sign up is in the article as well. They are a UK-based company, and they're looking for the first 15 people. I'm not sure what the window is, if they're going to give it a day or like 15 hours for people to sign up. But when I came across this article, I said, what? And I just couldn't believe it. Marty, what are your thoughts about getting paid $27 an hour to look at pictures of puppies?
$27 an hour to look at pictures of puppies? Bro, I'll be the employee of the month every month, okay? I show up to work an hour early just to look at some pictures. You understand me? I would dress in a three-piece suit with a briefcase, with business socks, and cufflinks, okay? I would take that job so serious. I mean, I wouldn't ever get fired for $27 an hour just look up there some pictures of puppies. I got some time to burn. I can look. Hey, give me $27. Come on, man. Are you serious? Is this you pranking? You pranking?
Serious as a heart attack. I'm not sure if the dog food company is new and, you know, they're just trying to gather, like, people to support them. But this is a great way to get people who love animals to watch pictures for $27 an hour. Especially, it's a pandemic. You're working at home. You're working from home. Why not do something for extra income?
Man, when I tell you I would take that job so serious, I would go into detail of every picture they showed me. I'm serious, man. I'd be like an art connoisseur having that job, man. $27 an hour, bro. Somebody have to do the math and tell me how much that is if you worked 80 hours every 2 weeks. That's ridiculous, bro. And you say they're only hiring 15 people?
They're only looking for 15 people, maybe even 10 people. I'm really not even sure. I just skimmed through the article, but I was just amazed that they were asking for people to watch puppy videos for $27 an hour.
They probably didn't fill all slots. I mean, because I'm pretty sure once somebody's seen $27 an hour, they could have had a job and say, you know what? I have a new job now. Nobody making $27 an hour to look at no pictures of puppies, bro.
Right.
I am out of
time. So it was definitely intriguing. It was definitely eye-catching. I was like, bro, we got to talk about this on the show. I have something that's dear to my heart. I am going to pause the instrumental because this is something serious. It is. Fatherhood is very serious to me. And I'm not a supporter of Waka Flocka Flame, who's a secular rapper, but now he's a TV reality star. And apparently he has taken the role of, you know, being a father to this young lady named Charlie. I'm guessing Charlie is the teenage daughter to the woman that he is dating or either married to. I'm not sure if Waka Flocka Flame is married or not. But anyway, they have this TV series that comes on TV called What the Flocka. And in this episode, I saw the YouTube clip. In this episode, it showed that it titled itself that Waka Flocka stepped up for Charlie. And I was like, who's Charlie? Because I already knew who Waka Flocka was. And apparently Charlie is this teenage daughter. She has recently come out about being gay. But this was a ceremony for the fathers and daughters. It was a father-daughter day. And this young lady, Charlie, her biological father is not in her life. So Waka Flocka, being the man that he is, he stepped up. And if you watch the video on YouTube, you can see that the young lady, Charlie, is crying because, of course, every daughter or every child wants their biological father to be there with them on important days. And this is being one of them, and Waka Flocka stepped up. What are your thoughts about Waka Flocka stepping up to be the dad in this situation? What does this say about him and his love for the woman?
That's a touching story, and is a touching situation. And me being a father myself, you know, I can say, you know, totally. Sometimes you don't know if you're doing it right. You know, sometimes you know, you're just making it up as you go. You know, I can identify with that because that's basically the same situation that I walked into. You know, I came into my daughter's life at 3 months, you know, 3 months old, you know, maybe she was even more older than that. It's probably like somewhere like 6 or 7 months old. But, you know, and, you know, sometimes you don't think, oh, you know, it's needed. It's not shit. You need it until you don't have it, you know. And everybody needs a father, man. I mean, I say often, I quote things that my dad have told me often, you know. So for him to step up, you know, and here's the thing, man. Understand this, Candy Convo family. He ain't just step up to no baby. I stepped up to a baby. This dude stepped up to a teenager. You know what I'm saying? It is always harder stepping up to be the father of a teenager because they are setting their ways, you know, and they picked up things here and there, and now you coming here trying to be a head of a household, man. That's a tall order. So, you know, shout out to Waka Flocka for stepping up and doing that. And obviously it touched a girl in a certain manner to have him in his life, and obviously he's doing good, and you know, I hope he keep it up. You know, it's going to be some pitfalls. It's going to be some times they butt heads. They, you know, sometimes they ain't going to, you know, see eye to eye, you know. But, I mean, it's about being there. That's the most important part of being a father, being there. Just literally just being there. That's it. It's just showing up. Just waking up and being there. So, I mean, tell me how it really made you feel, Lisa. Don't hold back. Tell me how it really made you feel.
I'm not a Waka Flocka Flame fan, first and foremost, but I had to click on the video because it was a week old, and I was like, what is this? So I watched it, and it pulled at my heartstrings. And I was like, bro, we got to talk about this. I'm not sure if the TV series is new or whatever, but just to see how she like hugged him on the dance floor in her dress, and he's in his suit, and I'm reading the captions because I like reading captions. I like reading subtitles, and the girl is just crying. And
you like reading
baby
captions?
Don't cry. I like reading captions. I love. I watch everything with subtitles. Everything. And I don't know if that's part of the anime fanatic in me, but I watch everything. Even in English, I watch everything in subtitles because I want to know what are they actually saying. I don't want to think I heard what I heard. I want to know what I heard. Even the sound.
Well, make sure you got the information.
Because I take all that stuff seriously. Of course, you know, I'm not a in front of the crowd kind of guy. I'm a behind the scenes kind of guy, and I love like all the special effects and everything that it takes to like produce a show, to produce a TV show, even produce the news. And I blame all of that just being intrigued as a young age. But yeah, I'm not a put me in front. I'm not one of those kind of guys. I'm the behind the scenes kind of guy, and I appreciate what it takes to bring things. You know, full circle to make things into a reality that people don't see. Just like musicians, just like rappers and artists, people who purchase the music, we have no idea how you came up with the lyrics. We have no idea the struggles that you went through to find studio time, or if you have a featured artist on a song, how long it took them to get the verse back to you, and what kind of role bumps and blocks
all
you went through to produce this song. To make it a reality, to put it on a CD or to put it on an EP or to put it on a online platform like a streaming site or anything. We have no idea. All we know is that we hear this music for 3 minutes and 42 seconds, and it has a hook, it has a chorus, and it has 3 verses. That's all we know. We don't know what you went through. We don't know how long it took you or how hard that journey was to produce and make this track. So yeah, I'm a behind the scenes kind of guy, and I really appreciate what Waka Flocka did, and for him to be the band that he is now. Of course, there was some drama that came about after the show, but that's another story for another Candid Convo. But Waka Flocka and all the fans out there, we want to give you guys a round of applause for just being there for your bundles of joy, no matter how old they are.
Oh yeah. Hey, just
Amen.
A side note, what the Flocka? Great name. I'm sorry. I mean, it's a great name.
What the Flocka is the name of the TV reality show. And I was like, what?
Awesome name. I mean, I don't know who idea was, but I was like, hey, that's why you make your money. That's what you just did there, that's why you are here. Because that was a great name, bro. What the Flocka.
Amen. So... We're gonna take another quick music break because we know women they struggle with their skin color. They wear makeup to make themselves look better. Asian people they wear certain creams or they spend a lot of time in the sunbed to get a tan. They use lotion to make themselves look darker for certain parts, certain roles on TV. And this song is by KB, and it's called Dark Skin, and it's featuring Black Violin. I'm not sure if Black Violin is the person that plays the violin, but this is a name that was on the featured list. And this is my first time ever playing it on the KS Radio Network, on the KS Radio Show, and on Candid Convos.
So this is
definitely something new for me, and it just hit me hard. And with Waka Flocka being the man that he is, dancing with his daughter, this song is, you know, centered around women and their skin color. And we just want to let you guys know that no matter what color you are, that you are beautifully and wonderfully made in the eyesight and in the image of God. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into this KB track titled Dark Skin featuring Black Violin. Check it out.
Exclusive.
Dark skin, the world's never preferred you. Lost in the thought that, in the sight of God, you've been gorgeous. Sun-kissed, never liking your emojis. No apologies for the image you were formed, and that image is imported. Yours, the lordship. Oh yes, corsair, beautiful without that potion. But I just saw my daughter trying to scrub the black off her skin underwater. Running from the sun, she ain't trying to get darker. Haunted will anybody want her? Cause they don't want her for the road, they don't want her for the show, don't want her for the vote. They'll take her for the night, but they don't want her for a home. Bigger than the blacks in America, Asian folks struggle with the skin that ain't fair enough. More than those in South America, declaring only bury up and bury by the cross that can carry us. He will not ignore this, widow and the orphan. Only true religion, you ain't with it, then you lost it. Skin bleaching cream is supreme in the poorest. Gospel can erase all the color line drawings. Yeah. Lately we've been feeling it the hardest. Dead in the street with a knee on his jaw. Never been a felon, but I'm treated like it often. I don't wanna be a hashtag out jogging. Where can we take all the hate that we hauling? Laws only help, but they never could dissolve it. We need to die and resurrect where the heart is. On earth as it is in heaven, how they gonna solve it? I am on my calling. Support them, but my hope is not in law enforcement. Stay the course, of course, and I don't need endorsement. Empower young man, that's a caution, caution. I believe the power of the church and the artist. We the least expected, like a new apartment. The gospel's more potent than they ever wanted. The vote can't be sung with Jesus is sleeping on it. Church, are you hearing me? Invest in your neighbor, not conspiracy. How you politicize the mouth of the reverend. Ain't a left or a right side up in heaven, no. Faith is what we stand up. I pledge allegiance to the bloodstained banner. Yes, I love America, but heaven is the standard. Nations come and go, but its glory can't be damaged. I say Jesus is the answer. Do what he commands us. And maybe for the first time, humble our pride. See the God that can mend us. God that can mend us. God that can mend us. Yeah. Jesus is the answer.
Bro, KB, there is no left or right side in heaven. Come on, man. KB, I just see my daughter trying to scrub her dark skin underwater. KB, chill out with the bars, bro.
Man,
powerful song, Marty. Powerful song, Marty.
He went in. He went in. I still don't know if he came out. Because he went in.
Bro, unbelievable. Now, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I've heard, like, Let It Rain featuring Bizzle. I've heard Here We Are. I've heard, like, Loyal to the End. I've heard, like, bangers. Don't get me wrong. That was a banger. But it had a lot of, you know, a lot of meat in those lyrics. And man,
beef potatoes.
I was taken aback. I was taken aback, bro. And man, he did his thing, man. He did his thing. So shout out to the homie KB. We do have two more songs in queue from Edify, and of course Message Music, and maybe some RL. But our fifth topic for tonight, it goes to this African American man that was falsely accused in front of his family in the food court in the mall, that was arrested for credit card fraudulent. apparently they were he fit the description. White police officer arrested this black man wearing black and had dreads. That's all he said. He asked the couple if they had drove a black truck. They answered no, and the police still proceeded to put the handcuffs on. Come to find out, the police officer had the wrong guy.
Really? He did?
Really?
Oh, no.
And anyway, he let him go, and all the police officer could tell the woman, his wife or his girlfriend, was like, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry doesn't cut it. I mean, the lady asked for his name and his badge number and everything. He gave it to her, but then when it came time for her to ask for a card to make a report, he didn't have a card, but his sergeant did. So his sergeant thoroughly walked her through what his name was and everything. This happened back in February, so this is brand new news to me. And of course, black people, we're not making the news outside of like people killing them. But this had to be on the show. Marty, what are your thoughts, man?
Man, I'm trying to make sense of this one because that's what people do. When they commit credit fraud, they go to the food court.
when you know that the cops are looking for you, I'm going to go to the food court. Because in this story, the person who they was looking for obviously knew that the cops were looking for. So in the cop's mind, he's got to be the guy because he's out in the food court because he know he's looking for him. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. It makes no sense, bro. I mean, they put the man in the handcuffs in front of his family, bro. And then you're going to say sorry. No, don't say sorry. Just don't arrest me. Obviously, if you're saying sorry, you felt some type of way about doing it in the first place. So how about you just stop? Do a little bit more investigation. Like, you're stupid, bro. Ridiculous.
Crazy.
And, I mean, maybe not fired, but definitely suspended.
Definitely,
but it's okay. It's okay for my guy. It's okay for my guy because if I was him, I wouldn't be tripping. I'm like, hey man, don't need to say sorry. You gonna apologize to me with them vengeance? Cause I'm suing y'all.
Mhm.
Oh yeah. Matter of fact, I try to sue the brakes off him. I try to make sure that the police department is now named Harmon Department. It's not even the police. They can't even call them policemen no more. They gotta call them Harmon. Yeah. Well, that story, I didn't think that story got to me that much, but it got me rant. That's my rant for the night, I guess. Bro, I mean, are you as singed as I am?
As I watch the video, I'm always looking for details. I am glad that the police officer apologized. But that's not enough. Mm-hmm. You arrested me in front of my family while I'm eating with the sub in my hand. I answer your question and say, no, officer, we do not drive a black truck. So therefore, the conversation should have been over. And you still proceeded to put the handcuffs on me in front of my family, in front of all these people that's in the food court. Okay, we have a problem. Take me to the front. Let's talk like gentlemen so I don't get tased or killed. And you have some explaining to do because I've already told you that, no, sir, I do not drive a black truck. But thankfully, he got his point across. The black man did. He was released before getting loaded into, you know, the car. And his girlfriend or his wife got the police officer's name and the sergeant. So I'm not sure what step two was after that other than go back and finish my food so I can make this phone call and sue y'all behind because you guys were wrong, period. And that's on God y'all was wrong. Amen. Well, it is the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. I know, boo-hoo-hoo. Martin the Greatest, how can people get a hold of you online?
Man, are we done? Because I had more to rant about. We are done.
Save it for next week.
All right, I'm gonna let it go, but I want y'all to know that I'm pretty mad about it. I'm mad for my homeboy. I don't know him like that. He ain't really my homeboy, but I'm mad that he got jacked up like that, man. But hey, man, if you want to follow me, it's Marty the Greatest, all one word, at everything. If you think about it, it's Marty the Greatest there. All right? It's just one word. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Marty the Greatest. Look me up. Hit me up. PM, DM me. And let's work. Bro, and until next Tuesday, don't forget to pray, hustle, and always have candid combos. Marty the Greatest. I'm out.
Amen. And you guys, we are going to close the show out with Edify with the On God remix featuring King Sizzle, Tank, Kevi Morris, the homie G Music, and Miss Naya LaShawn. And you can follow me everywhere at KS Radio Show. That's everywhere online, Instagram and Twitter. And, you know, never know, I might have a website coming out at the end of this month. But you guys tune in on Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central, where Pastor Sean Smith is going to talk about how he overcame his testimony and how important it is to be obedient to God, along with some, you know, some dope music as well in the playlist. And you guys have a good night. Have a great night. Big shout out to Rashad, a.k.a. Jet Black, from Must Be Heard Radio, as well as his wife, Michelle, that has tuned in and hopefully enjoyed the show. But you guys have a great night. Please do me a favor, do yourself a favor, and don't be late to work tomorrow or the rest of this week. You guys have a great week, and don't forget, it's Candy Convos, fam. Here's Edify with the On God remix. Much love, peace, and good night.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Brothers on my right, yeah, don't ever get it twisted, I'm a child of the light. I'm protected by the Most High, staying in the fight, cause I'm back up in this mission even when it's do or die. And that's on God, better get that understood, get that understood, better get that understood. That's on God, better get that understood, get that understood, better get that understood. When I was a young man, I was acting dumb, fam, living life without a plan, starting like I'm Jackie Chan. Never would've made it, heart was desolate as desert sand. Give a second chance like those people in the ambulance. I gotta tell them that heaven is coming, the venom is nothing to play with. Lay your life down now, feeling like I'm in a matrix, plugging me into his praises. Hallelujah, I left my confusion, gave me wisdom like Confucius. Changed my heart and my medulla, I've been gotta know my losing. Now I'm winning through his bruises, got a spirit that's a fusion. Life's in vain unless it's used. And that's all God. Better get that understood, get that understood, better get that understood. That's on God, better get that understood,
I'ma talk to
get that understood, better get that understood.
Yeah, I've been in the game,
long time,
OG is the name, yeah. But you know I boss spinning the block, then going insane. Or triple second up a purchase, so I'm using the pain. Or had a trap house jumping for more than 4 days. Hey, I'm straight from the gutter, west side 401. Was always looking for some trouble, found it all with a gun. And I'm not easily persuaded, cause I do what I want. And said I really found the truth, and I'm a king in this court. I took some lessons and stressed them, had it all to a blessing. Kinda stressful when the ones you love start turning against you. But if you keep it 100 and move around all the fake, talk to the ones who will listen. Man, on God you be great. Yeah.
I come from a place where they don't play fair. That's no cap, we don't rap, we just stay there. And my homies still all in these trenches, gonna change here. What you thought we was gonna change? Nah, we just changed gears. What it ain't here, you ain't finna talk unless you willing to draw a change here. And that's on God, okay, let me stop, bring my faith here. Cause I know some Christians might not understand my lane here.
All glory to Yeshua, he the ruler and infamous of your day. Your own God representing a rock, where you on a block, where the light of the Savior. I'm done debating, man, he underrated, understated. Everybody give him glory, Undertaker, he the greatest, understated. Boy, you better know that I got all of my gang.
And that's on God, better get that understood. Get that understood, better get that understood. That's on God, better get that understood. Get that understood, better get that understood.
Raised in the jungle, them gorillas was my OG. They told me go bananas, in other words, you know I gotta eat. 2012 been out the gate, all around full speed. I flipped the script and spilled some red letters on my whole scene. Yeah, my flow can't get repoed. I'm in drive, I make it happen and hit the block like Nino and show my play. Shoot, they probably think it's a cheat code. I'm in the concert out on the road, yeah, with six my Migos. They watching, trying to block it, but I'm sticking to the doctrine. Get it popping on my papa, no, it ain't no other option. Hear you talking what you talking, but ain't walking what you talking. Cultivating in this culture, shoot, you know we get it poppin'.
I've been real, but he made that. Never laid back, so I stay strapped. That word of that, none of that flame pack. No mannequin can't fake that. Just God given, never I'm risen, never push back. That's through my vision, I'm on going that side vision. Like who this, but am I tripping? I'm here for the mission, cause I know he's risen. I giving a hope, I hope they listen. They rocking a boat, but never be sick like Steven said. Man, what would you think? It's dip side to the empire, no drip drop. It's just hip hop, with a dope mix to that big pop. So watch out, for we get ya, yeah.
One God, that's one God on the shade with the squad. Pass the rock, throw the law, put in work. Like a job, I got bars. I got bars, I'm a beast. Handle bars in the field. I got scars, I go dumb. No reverb, I didn't work. Yeah, I ain't divide. Watch your girl go overdrive. Got three souls to multiply. play. I know we don't see eye to eye. I still got some fish to fry. Please just let me handle mine. It's my turn to slice if I know what I want. I won't put it on God, I real. Ay, put it on God, I ain't true. Ay, he got me chasing a meal. Ay, I ain't got stuff at the chill. Ay, I've been fighting for real. Ay, he keep me breaking a bill. Ay, I'm so gone, I'm in my zone. I've been so long, I'm in that bill.
Got my family on my left side, brothers on my right. Yeah, don't ever get it twisted, I'm a child of the light. I'm protected by the most high, staying in the fight. Cause I'm back up in this mission, even when it's do or die. And that's the home sky, better get that understood. Get that understood, better get that understood. That's the home sky, better get that understood. Get that understood, better get that understood. That's the home sky.